This primer will cover the general healthcare industry. This market can be divided into four segments: hospitals, human services, pharmaceutical, and care facilities. The main healthcare market centers around hospitals or other care facilities, organizations that provide medical attention to individuals. In the case of care facilities, these organizations provide rehabilitation and health-related personal care to those who need continuous care but do not require hospital services. The pharmaceutical market produces medicines and other health-related products. The human services field engages in social assistance to those in need in various ways. This includes assistance such as life skills training, positive social development, family services, elderly services, assistance to the mentally, physically disabled, rehabilitation, and more. The healthcare, pharmaceutical, and human services industries are growing. This can be attributed to technological advances, which are increasing efficiency and improving the survival rate of severely ill or injured patients who need extensive therapy and care. Hospitals employ a large percentage of healthcare workers, since they offer the widest variety of services. However, employment growth in hospitals is slowing because of a need to control costs. Care is shifting to outpatient clinics and alternative care sites. Outpatient care centers also tend to employ a high number of professional workers, such as counselors and social workers. This industry is marked by a strong emphasis on continuing education and training, with many companies providing training to their employees. Also, because of cost containment, streamlining of job functions, and a rise in outpatient services, many employees are cross-trained and able to work in various settings. The human services sub-industry is also growing due to the expansion of elderly services, services for the mentally ill, the disabled, and families in crisis. There will be an emphasis on better integration of the physically disabled and mentally ill into society, and on increased treatment for drug and alcohol abuse and rehabilitation and prevention. Private social service agencies may expand as state and local governments contract out services to cut costs, and as managed care organizations increase their funding of these services. There are many education-related job functions available in the healthcare industry. Some of these include working at a mental health services agency, helping those recovering from mental illness with educational or job training, creating and marketing education programs on HIV/AIDS, reproductive health, etc. at a community health center, educating medical practitioners and sales force on a company's medical products, researching and advocating on policies for a pharmaceutical company's foundation committed to advancing science education in schools, creating online training or instructional design for a large pharmaceutical company or hospital system, conducting research on mental behavioral health issues, learning disabilities, etc., serving as a counselor or social worker for a state agency, nonprofit, or school, and grant writing or monitoring for a foundation or nonprofit focused on improving science and health education. There are many healthcare employers in the Boston area where HGSC graduates have found work. Some examples of hospital employers include Mass General Hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and McLean Hospital. Examples of care facilities include Fenway Community Health Center, Fenway Institute, Bay State Health, New England Sinai Outpatient Services, CAB Boston Treatment Center, Codman Square Health Center, and Marion Manor. Some examples of human services organizations are Family Services of Greater Boston, Boston Metro Early Intervention, Communities for People, Jewish Family and Children's Service, Associated Early Care and Education, and the Office of Health and Human Services. There are not many pharmaceutical employers in the Boston area. The most likely place an HGSC graduate could work in a pharmaceutical company, which generally would be concerned with such initiatives, such as promoting science education or providing health services and education to disadvantaged people domestically and abroad. Most large pharmaceutical companies, such as Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Merck, have these foundations, But as they are not found in the Boston area, students would need to look in different geographic areas. Other jobs in pharmaceutical could include providing online training, instructional design to company employees, or training the sales force or practitioners on the company's products. Job functions in this industry can be grouped into three areas: data-oriented jobs involved in research, analysis, and the like, people-oriented jobs that center on interpersonal relations and communication, and operational management administrative jobs. Some sample data-oriented jobs include clinical research, policy research, instructional design, curriculum development, assessment, grant writing and monitoring. Sample people-oriented jobs include social worker, psychologist,